Oh God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
O loving maker of the stars, believers' everlasting light, O Christ, redeemer of us all, with kindness hear our humble prayer. With pity you beheld the fate that death imposed on ages past. You gave the guilty healing grace and saved a weak and fallen world. When evening fell upon the earth, as bridegroom from the bridal room, from honored cloister forth you came, born from the Virgin Mother pure. Before your strong and steadfast might, on earth and in the heavens above, all knees bend low, all hearts confess submission to your sovereign will. With faith we beg you, holy Lord, the judge of ages still to come, that in our time you keep us safe from snares of our deceitful foe. To you, O Christ, most loving King, and to the Father glory be, one with the Spirit Paraclete, from age to age forevermore. Amen. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Before whom shall I shrink? When evildoers draw near to devour my flesh, it is they, my enemies and foes, who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart would not fear. Though war break out against me, even then would I trust. There is one thing I ask of the Lord, for this I long, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to savor the sweetness of the Lord, to behold his temple. For there he keeps me safe in his tent in the day of evil. He hides me in the shelter of his tent. On a rock he sets me safe. And now my head shall be raised above my foes who surround me. And I shall offer within his tent a sacrifice of joy. I will sing and make music for the Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? I long to look on you, O Lord. Do not turn your face from me. O Lord, hear my voice when I call. Have mercy and answer. Of you my heart has spoken. Seek his face. It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face. Dismiss not your servant in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon or forsake me, O God, my help. Though father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Instruct me, Lord, in your way. On an even path lead me. When they lie in ambush, protect me from my enemies' greed. False witnesses rise against me, breathing out fury. I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in him, hold firm and take heart. Hope in the Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I long to look on you, O Lord. Do not turn your face from me. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way the primacy is his. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him. All were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heaven, making peace through the blood of his cross. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way the primacy is his. Stop passing judgment before the time of the Lord's return. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will manifest the motives of our hearts. And then everyone will receive praise from God. come and set us free. Lord God of power and might,
come and set us free. Lord God of power and might,
let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved.
Lord God of power and might,
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto,
come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
The law will go forth from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The law will go forth from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Let us pray to God the Father, who sent his Son to bring us endless peace. Lord, your kingdom come. Father most holy, look kindly on your church. Come and visit this vine which your own right hand has planted. Be mindful, Lord, of all the sons of Abraham. Fulfill the promises you made to their fathers. Merciful God, look kindly upon men and women of every race. May they honor you for your goodness. Eternal Shepherd, visit the sheep of your flock and gather them together into one fold. Remember those who have gone forth from this world in your peace. Lead them into glory with your Son. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Prepare our hearts, we pray, O Lord our God, by your divine power, so that at the coming of Christ your Son, we may be found worthy of the banquet of eternal life, and merit to receive heavenly nourishment from his hands, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim molo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen.